Let's dive right into today, shall we? It's a thinker today. I don't want you to miss 1 second, so hit that intro.
Welcome to the Where's the Focus podcast. WTF is an entertaining yet educational ride with top guests from every industry. Knowing where your focus goes, your energy flows. Hosted by top-selling author, sought-after speaker, leading coach, and high-level executive in the financial industry, Daniel Manganelli. So, WTF.
Look at that. WTF. Welcome back to the Where's the Focus podcast. Very echoey today. Do something. Oh, I guess I could have made it a little different so it's not echoey, but that's all right. Welcome back to the Where's the Focus low-budget podcast. It's a quick one today. And a big reminder of where you are in your life and what you're doing and how you're going about it. And that's important from what. Yeah, right? Right? I appreciate that. That's I'm serious. Come on. Hitting buttons over there. I want to talk about something that's incredibly important yet often overlooked because we get comfortable. In a lot of life, we get comfortable. And this is this, knowing your worth and implementing it in your life. Whether it's in your personal relationships or your career, or in just how you see yourself, understanding the true value of yourself can make this big difference. So what is knowing your worth? What does it even mean? Let me tell you, it's about recognizing your strengths, your talents, and what you bring to the table. It's about understanding the things that you deserve, respect, fairness, opportunities that align with your abilities and your ambitions. Knowing your worth is just not about your arrogance or your entitlement, but rather a healthy acknowledgement of the value of you as an individual. I thought the best way maybe to assess this in our lives is one is you need to take time to reflect on your achievements, your skills, and your experiences. What are you proud of? What sets you apart from others? Understanding your strengths is the first step to knowing your true worth. Also, knowing your worth means sometimes setting some boundaries. This could be in your personal relationships by not accepting, mistreatment, or in your professional life, by asking for fair compensation and recognition for your hard work. Also learn to say no. Saying no to things doesn't align, saying no to things that don't align with your values or your goals. It's okay to decline opportunities that don't serve you or undervalue your abilities. You also have to be really growth-minded. Knowing your worth doesn't mean staying stagnant. Doesn't mean staying in the same place. It means seeking growth and opportunities that challenge you and allow you to continue to develop your skills and your knowledge. Lastly, surround yourself with people who recognize and appreciate your worth. That's a big one. Positive relationships reinforce your self-worth and empower you to achieve your goals. Listen, know your worth and act on it. You attract the right opportunities, build healthier relationships, and ultimately lead a more fulfilling life when you know your worth. So take some time today. Reflect on your worth. Think about how you can implement it in your daily life. Are you at the right place in your life right now that uses your abilities and your talents? Ask yourself. It's time to assess you. Remember, you are valuable and you deserve to be treated as such in your relationships and in your career especially. Know you're doing the right thing with your talents and your abilities, and don't let others tell you what you should do. You know you better than anyone else. Don't settle. Know your worth this week, and as always, my friends, have some fun and make dreams come true.